Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. The very thing you've been longing for. Or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that he will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul, and listen to this week's comments from Les Visible.
Ooh, werewolves of... No, we don't have any werewolves. What we got is greetings from the Arcturian Brotherhood and the Sirius Cluster. Basically, it's do the right thing, people. Hang in there and do the right thing. We apologize for not being present last week in this format, and we were going to bow out this week again, yeah, but, well, there's too much going on. Of course, that's on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know. Of course, I'm joking. We're in the saucer pod, hovering above the fast-food entertainment industry of the Golden Globes, where the alternative sex meme is in full turbo mode. The hate-driven pushback of the pink mafia of Hollywood is after the Trump tan candidacy, and there's no telling what the Podesta kiddie porn faction might get up to in coming days. To think that Obama and his cronies are not deep into this is to be delusional indeed. You have to give highest props to Mr. Apocalypse, who's out to out these murderous Satanists. I keep flashing back on what he told me during my fugue state in Italy a few years ago, when he said to me that he was going to catch them with their pants down. It's certainly coming to pass. Without a doubt, the Rothschild-Israel crime syndicate knows their days are numbered. As is usually the case, they want, with all the insincerity of their black hearts, to drag the world down with them into the smoking inferno of hell, into which they are irrevocably bound. It's like watching the doomsday clock count down the numbers to zero sum on the corrupted game board of their dark dreams. Today we've been watching the film Deep Water Horizon, or Deep Water BS as I like to call it, which, like Patriots Day, features Mark Wahlberg, who's acting out his part in the disinfo franchise. We know what the BP psychopaths were up to with that disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. Just as the bought and sold American government was behind the false flag of the Boston Marathon escapade, it stuns me how much information can be in the public domain about this event, along with Sandy Hook, and that the American public can be clueless about them both. It all just seems to bounce off their heads like cotton candy cinder blocks. We've had a time of it keeping our hearts into these radio broadcasts and these blog postings lately. It takes a lot of commitment to keep doing it all when the larger part of the public just turns their heads, fascinated by the ever-increasing slices of bacon that are perpetually multiplying on their burgers. It's a toxic urban sprawl of more and more crispy pork without respite. There's some kind of strange agenda at work here. I haven't seen more than a handful of television commercials in the last few decades, not having watched TV at all over that period, but now that I'm back in the U.S. and watching the football season, hop-stepping it through one of its best seasons ever, I've seen a lot of TV commercials. I've watched the slices of bacon on the competing fast food hamburgers go from 3 to 4 to 6 and even as high as 8 slices now. Something's up. It's known that as materialism gets more and more intense, the ingestion of pork products increases by the day. It's also known that more and more people are being reincarnated as pigs in the process. You might laugh at what I'm saying, but there's a reason that pigs keep appearing in the New Testament and why there are so many admonitions about eating pork in various religions, and always for unspoken reasons, but which remain consistent across the board. Nothing happens by accident, and if you've been watching the commercials I've been watching, then you know there's something going on. It's not my job to tell people what to eat. I know how much good diet has had to do with my staying in a good frame of health, and I know how great the bad health epidemic has become across the USA. I see the connections and the costs of pharmaceuticals and the allopathic symptomatic medical industry. I see the cost of hospital care and the degree to which it is bankrupting the finances of the elderly, who see their savings depreciate entirely in the last year of their lives. It is truly startling. When you look at the cost of student loans, as well as the tightness of the jobs market, the unbelievable cost of medical care, the cynical indifference of the insurance conglomerates, and good grief, it just goes on and on. The public is caught in a never-tightening vice, and they're being squeezed dry on their way to the darkness of the grave. I don't want to be depressing. I don't want to be down and despairing, but look at it. Look at it. It's heartbreaking. Just like the fat profit cancer industry, real cures are locked out of the building. The truth is that cancer makes a whole lot of money. The more cancer there is, the more profit there is. So you can be sure they are promoting the production of more and more cancer day by day. They do this through bad diet. They do this through toxic lifestyles. They do this through environmental poisonings. They do this in every way available, and they own all the industries engaged in creating cancer because there's a whole lot of money to be made in it. I saw a commercial about a new drug called Ovipol, I think it was. And their whole spiel is about how it extends your life while you're dying from one of these manufactured cancers. They're actually bragging about how some people are living 2 to 3 months longer. Then they go on to list all of the contraindications that happen when you take this awful garbage. Pray tell, what is the value of living a few more months in terrible pain while you are on your way out? They show people playing with children and walking in the park and attending concerts while magical texts appear in the sky and on the sides of buildings about what a wonderful thing they've come up with. I found myself laughing out loud at this. The average cost of this and other useless chemicals can be as much as $39,000 a month. Imagine that. They say that around 1 in 3 Americans will now be diagnosed with some form of cancer in their lifetimes. The general price for every new cancer drug is around $10,000 a month, and you usually need more than one of these. The most basic cost of cancer treatment is $10,000 a month, And of course, it is always more than that in its totality. The median extended survival time of any of these new no-wonder drugs is actually 1.4 months. Unreal. There's a new melanoma drug out that cost $141,000 for the first 6 weeks of treatment, and then $256,000 over a calendar year. It is truly unbelievable. There was never a cancer risk from smoking before they started putting all those chemicals into the paper. Sure, you were probably risking emphysema, but there was no cancer to speak of. I become increasingly more and more convinced over time that all of these industries are in the same hands, and the intention is for more and more people to die while their other industries rake in obscene profits. Diabetes has become a pandemic, and you can once again look to bad diet and soft drinks for the cause of this, and is most certainly tied in with obesity. Mississippi has an obesity rate of 35%, or so they say. Louisiana is at 33.4% of the population. Alabama is at 32%. West Virginia is 32.4%. Michigan's over 31%. And the national average around 29%. They measure obesity at anything over 35 pounds above a healthy weight. The Center for Disease Control puts the national obesity figures above 36%. Wow. Just simply wow. And a large number of people are hundreds of pounds over their healthy weight. I've seen some epic examples while walking through large chain stores. Obviously, the culture is in its death throes. I think of the pain these people experience in their daily lives. I think about the difficulty they have in moving around. I imagine their shame and their embarrassment. Many of them cannot even walk through the stores anymore and have to ride these motorized carts. There are more and more of them every day. I wonder how some of these people manage basic functions. I wonder how do they go about wiping themselves. I'm not being cynical or sarcastic here. I'd like to help them, but I don't know how. I can only pray. Of course, I write about these matters, but none of them come around to my sights anyway. You do the best you can, and you leave the rest in God's hands. Meanwhile, life goes on in one fashion or another. Either something catastrophic is going to happen, or the ineffable is going to step in, or both will occur. As time passes, I find myself more and more reliant on the ineffable in all things. I watch what is going on around me. I watch the general addiction to things. I'm astonished at the amount of people fixated on their cell phones. You can't go anywhere these days and not see it everywhere you go. It really is mind-blowing. I don't know what it is that they're doing on their cell phones, and I'm afraid to ask them. I see people texting and talking on their cell phones while driving every day. While going across country, I would routinely see people doing this, and I would call it out to my companion. That was an incredible thing to see. Conditions have really changed in America in the 15 years that I was gone. For some while now, I've been watching the new generations come into being and observing the peculiarities of each of them. Millions of them arrive en masse, and they have their reactions, their recreations, rather, and their interests. They have their music, or what passes for music. They have their entertainment and fashion icons. Tens of millions of them are obsessed with the Kardashians. I'm in abject wonder about this. I'm going to find somewhere isolated and rustic to wait it all out. God has a plan for each and every one of us. Will we cooperate in it, or will we oppose or ignore it? We can see how far gone it is by the personality types that comprise our presidential candidates. They're either stone-cold evil or a joke. I observe the ranks of illiterate and profane rappers and cotton candy Ken and Barbie doll singers. I occasionally check in on one of the many, many talk show programs and marvel at the subjects under discussion. Somewhere, someone is laughing at all of this. I can advise the listener of only one thing, and that is to seek out the shining ineffable within. We are collectively about to go through something irrevocably transformative. One day soon, nothing will be as it ever was again, or it was ever again. We're in the midst of a cartoon culture. It's a poor-taste animated film festival. I want to be optimistic, and especially so because the ineffable is afoot and alive. He's got something in mind, and I believe it applies most directly to those of us that are still in possession of a mind. There is no doubt in my mind that Trump won because the larger portion of us all can no longer take the level of sexual perversity that is in play. It is really out of control. And Hollywood and the media is at the forefront of the proliferation of it. And we only have to look at who is in control of them and control of them both to see who is behind it all. Their hubris is amazing. And they are exposing themselves on all fronts because they imagine they cannot be stopped. Whenever those in service to the darkness believe they are untouchable, they prance on the world's stage for all to see, and they convict themselves in the courts of world opinion, as they are presently doing. Let us all seek out the ineffable within and await the leadings and urgings of the ineffable. Whatever the challenges and trials await us, the ineffable is equal to the task, and so long as our reliance is in all things upon the ineffable, we will triumph for sure. May God grant his wisdom and mercy to us in the times to come. Well, we've come to the end of we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I will see you next week if there is one. That said, Hare Krishna. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Much love, Lady Nature. Alhamdulillah. Meacham Anbu Guru Bawa. Greetings, my dear friend, Lord Ganesh. Om Amitabha. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha. And Aru.
He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the ONSIC Radio Network of Stations.